Yeah, speaking of foreign women and wiki.
It's the damn vibe report. Let's figure out how to do this again. Let's see.
Patience, Roscoe. Atomic turbines to power, batteries to speed.
Hit. Air, and then line. Roscoe.
Yo.
You're there. We're here. You know.
I'm here. I'm laying down. I got my feet up.
You on the speakerphone?
No, I'm on the cheapo, it doesn't matter if I smash it to bits phone.
Aha.
Canal Street, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's when I was much more high-strung, when I was breaking phones. I
like when you broke the Sony answering machine phone.
I liked it when you hit the guy with the chair myself.
No, I liked it. No, I can't tell that story.
No, I haven't broken a phone in over a year. It's because I'm the new Mellow Sco.
Yes. A man with a solo contract.
Yeah, man. I'll get my own car one way or another. So what's your guys' vibe? Let me ask you.
Here, listen to this.
No
radio psych exit. That's turkey with tomato and mustard and rye bread.
What's the name of that diner?
The Harris.
The Harris Diner.
Home of the Sputnik.
That is a pretty happening place.
Yeah, we're getting right with that, that's for sure.
You gotta get them to tune into the show.
Best onion. Best onion donuts in New Jersey.
I know the dishwasher would like it. Yeah.
So there we are. Where's the vibe report?
Well, the vibe report is my thing. This is a couch vibe. This is not like the other room vibe. This is the couch vibe. I got my feet up. I'm watching some dumb college TV. This is sort of, you know, because I've been on this relentless schedule, this is sort of some quality time for the SCO to do a little relaxing here around the house. Jack Boy is gone. He's out of the house exercising his demons elsewhere. Which, you know, I'm kind of into sort of a relaxing thing. I would like to apologize for missing last week's vibe report. Well, I was up in Toronto, and actually, in a fit of commercialism, some guy came up to me on the street when I was loading equipment out of the club and asked if I had any albums for sale. He said, "Why, yes, I do. Step this way."
You sold him a copy of your album?
I sold him a copy. You know, I said, you know, $8. And he forked it over, and I handed it to him. You know, it was that simple.
American or Canadian?
Canadian. It was a deal. I think they really go for 10 up there.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. Somebody from the IRS might be listening.
Yeah. Well, they haven't heard of me for 10 years, so.
Well, don't dare them.
Well,
I'd have to make.
Roscoe's a man looking for a tax bracket this year.
Yeah, I would like to work myself up into.
We know the number. You wanna go into it there?
$300,000.
Well,
$300,000.
So you got some solo dates lined up for the city of New York?
Yeah, man.
Tell the folks about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a while down the pike, but you might want to make reservations now. The Lone Star Cafe, the actual old Lone Star on 13th Street. We're playing there on February the 4th with the whole Roscoe's A Band. Also known as the Morels, most of them, which we're flying them in for the gig, and that's the thing. I'm particularly happy about that. We're also playing out in Hoboken at the other club that doesn't have a restaurant in it.
Which one is what, the Beaten Path?
Yeah, which is now called Live Tonight.
Vince Bernicevic's Air Force played there.
Oh, yeah?
Because it does, and the promotional ad in the Hoboken newspaper does say they feature the best in music and comedy, and I think we pretty much covered both ends when we were there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm shooting for. This goes a little quality time.
Roscoe?
Yeah.
You're cracking Dennis up. You can't hear it, but you are.
Denois, do not shave that thing.
Oh. Den just broke the window in between the studio and the production room.
Folks, if you could only see Den's little demonic growth that is around his face.
It's the last temptation of Den, folks.
It's like a
Spawn Ranch fuzz.
Yeah, it's kind of a it's sort of a frame.
Prairie fuzz.
It's a prairie frame for Den's face. You know, And I'm sure when people are shaking hands with Den, you know, in addition to being baffled by the size of his hand, now they'll be looking at that stuff on his face.
No doubt.
This will be really interesting.
Yes, folks, more radio site gags.
Yeah. Yeah, you should tell that joke about the Yolanda.
Well, yeah, I can't tell on the air because it won't make any sense.
I told that joke yesterday at the studio, and it was like one of those jokes. It's such a good joke that you could tell it the first time and not, screw the pooch.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's like Louie Louie. It's hard to screw that joke up.
It's a good joke. That's the mark of a good joke.
You just got to tell it with the minor.
So, folks, find me in a bar sometime, buy me a drink, and I'll tell you the Yolanda joke.
Yeah, I mean, who's working tonight?
Andy.
Andy is working tonight?
Hi, Andy, the bartender, we salute you.
Andy is right now, as we speak, astonished at how long we've been on the air.
Yeah, right. The bar's probably open now. Go down to 2nd and A and say hi
to
Andy.
2nd and A and try and get them to put a lock on the bathroom door.
Well, I'm going to...
they put a lock on the door. Those junkies will never get out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ross.
It's that bar where I'm waiting for my man really has some special significance.
Yeah.
All these people sitting at the bar getting whiplash. Why are they looking at the street? What are they looking for?
Can-eye, beret-wearing types.
What do they mean, what'd you get?
What'd you get?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. But,
anyway, where's that sound we love?
But seriously, seriously, I'll be down there because I've been trying to have some fun. And
has it been succeeding?
Well, I've been so busy, it's just no time for fun, no time for sergeant, no time for sugar or echo. And see you later.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. Clocking in at 7:49. Not bad.